This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Dykes on Bike Sydney are not the only part of our community celebrating a 30-year anniversary during the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, with the First Nations float rebooting their theme of revolution for this year's parade. I spoke to John Leha from the First Nations floats about what his milestone, about what this milestone meant as we look back on Indigenous people's participation in the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. John, Tim Bishop, who has been tasked in chronicling the timeline of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander involvement in the Sydney Mardi Gras, says he has no doubt that the original march in 1978 was inspired by Aboriginal activism. Why do you think these links have taken so long to be explored?
I just don't think this country has actually taken the time to think about the importance or the significance of Aboriginal contribution at all in general. So I guess that's probably why they hadn't thought to think about what we've done in the space since the beginning.
10 years after the first Mardi Gras, 1988 sees the first Indigenous float featured in the parade. Malcolm Cole, dressed as a black Captain Cook, is seen walking down Oxford Street in the same year as the bicentenary celebrations. How significant was that moment for Indigenous Australians?
I think it was very significant for us at that point in time to be able to really just take the piss out of the invasion and really show that throughout it all, Aboriginal people have maintained their connection to each other and our culture and our customs within Australia, despite, reflecting on the bicentenary and, Captain Cook coming to Australia. But showing how our resilience in that and being able to showcase that point in history, that really was, it could be a sad point of time for us, but at the same time, we're able to really see what it is, see for what it was really. And, stand out and share our opinions, although it was probably not as well received back then, but definitely groundbreaking, I guess.
John, Mardi Gras is about breaking down barriers and standing for equality. How important is the presence of our First Nations people in the parade?
I think it's crucial. I think when I think about in my short time of being involved in Mardi Gras, 7 years, when I first started, we Aboriginal, First Australians people weren't even, our float was, amongst all the other floats. And I think what a change in time that now that Mardi Gras have put the First Australian float to be at the front of the parade to lead. And I think what better way to start it, what type of a message are we saying to the rest of the country, let alone the world, about the importance and that we put on Aboriginal participation in an event such as this. And I guess it speaks to the vision and, our resilience as not just the LGBTI community, but Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders. We continue to do groundbreaking work in areas that aren't really spoken of, really, because it's not as if before there was, diversity targets in a lot of these corporate organisations and all these other places. Aboriginal people were continually trying to fight for human rights as, the basics for anybody, really, not just for the LGBTI community. And I think there are lessons that are echoed throughout our community that have definitely got roots in the rights of Indigenous peoples, or using the rights of Indigenous people as the foundation for, the rights of human rights or the rights of the LGBTI community.
Do you think people are still? Do you think people are still listening to Mardi Gras, John?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely do. I think Mardi Gras has only gotten bigger over the years, and it's changed. It's all obviously evolved, but in saying that, at its core essence, there's definitely a push for social justice issues. and justice for all and equality. And I think that Australia is definitely reflecting that, you know, especially after the vote for equal marriage. But I think there's going to be a very big political shift in the way that we move as a country into the future. So, yes, I definitely feel that Mardi Gras plays a role in leading that conversation.
So what is the message that you're hoping to convey as part of the First Nations Pride parade float? What is the message you're trying to convey in this year's parade contribution?
I think key message for our float is the revolution, a revolution that has been happening and needs to continue to happen in terms of equal rights and justice for all, especially within LGBTI community, for Aboriginal people to get some real equality. And I'm talking about not just marriage equality, but equal rights to representation within our own political parties, in our own country. But, you know, to see the abolishment of racism and all the rest of it, these are the types of issues that we're seeing needs to happen in this revolution, what we're calling for. Even though it's been 30 years of our constant struggle, there's definitely a time that I feel is coming that a revolution is going to happen.
John, what advice do you have for any Indigenous LGBTI people that are feeling isolated and unable to come out to the people around them as we head into this Mardi Gras period?
I would ask them all to know that they're loved by all, to be strong in who they are, to be confident and understand, to be self-loving, and don't be guilty in feeling that. Know that there are people out there that you probably don't already know or you don't know that are there for you. And that at any point in time, you know, there are places such as ACOM, there are places, there are organisations here in Sydney that are here to help, I guess, really. But, just to continue to love yourself and be confident and reach out if you need to.
John Leha, thank you for joining us on The Informer.
Thank you very much.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
4 days celebrating 40 years of Sydney's gay and lesbian Mardi Gras all weekend across Australia on Joy and SBS Digital Radio 3.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.